Farewell by Honoré de Balzac. Translated by Ellen Marriage. Section 1.
Come, deputy of the centre, come along. We shall have to mend our pace if we mean to sit down to dinner when everyone else does, and that's a fact. Hurry up. Jump, Marquis. That's it. Well done. You are bounding over the furrows just like a stag.
These words were uttered by a sportsman seated much at his ease on the outskirts of the Forêt de l'Isle-Adam. He had just finished a Havana cigar, which he had smoked while he waited for his companion, who had evidently been straying about for some time among the forest undergrowth. Four panting dogs by the speaker's side likewise watched the progress of the personage for whose benefit the remarks were made. To make their sarcastic import fully clear, it should be added that the second sportsman was both short and stout. His ample girth indicated a truly magisterial corpulence, and in consequence his progress across the furrows was by no means easy. He was striding over a vast field of stubble. The dried corn stalks underfoot added not a little to the difficulties of his passage, and to add to his discomforts, the genial influence of the sun that slanted into his eyes brought great drops of perspiration into his face. The uppermost thought in his mind being a strong desire to keep his balance, he lurched to and fro like a coach jolted over an atrocious road. It was one of those September days of almost tropical heat that finishes the work of summer and ripens the grapes. Such heat forebodes a coming storm. And though as yet there were wide patches of blue between the dark rain clouds low down on the horizon, pale golden masses were rising and scattering with ominous swiftness from west to east, and drawing a shadowy veil across the sky. The wind was still, save in the upper regions of the air, so that the weight of the atmosphere seemed to compress the steamy heat of the earth into the forest glades. The tall forest trees shut out every breath of air so completely that the little valley across which the sportsman was making his way was as hot as a furnace. The silent forest seemed parched with the fiery heat. Birds and insects were mute. The topmost twigs of the trees swayed with scarcely perceptible motion. Anyone who retains some recollection of the summer of 1819 must surely compassionate the plight of the hapless supporter of the ministry who toiled and sweated over the stubble to rejoin his satirical comrade. That gentleman, as he smoked his cigar, had arrived by a process of calculation based on the altitude of the sun to the conclusion that it must be about 5 o'clock. "Where the devil are we?" asked the stout sportsman. He wiped his brow as he spoke and propped himself against a tree in the field opposite his companion, feeling quite unequal to clearing the broad ditch that lay between them. "And you ask that question of me," retorted the other, laughing from his bed of tall brown grasses on the top of the bank. He flung the end of his cigar into the ditch, exclaiming, "I swear by Saint-Hubert that no one shall catch me risking myself again, in a country that I don't know, with a magistrate, even if, like you, my dear d'Albon,